Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can hear us for free. And make sure that you listen for an hour to win $5,000. This is last week. 5K a day, all week long. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm staticky.
I'm really, no.
Oh my gosh. Well, just one touch of the light switch, it almost put my heart into a wrong rhythm, and I almost had to go to the ER. It hurt so bad, and it made that pop.
I'm getting shocked all over my house.
Oh my God, it's the worst. I even have a humidifier on my heater, but it doesn't matter. It's just
does
overwhelmed.
It work?
It does, but it just it. It's still, there's some places it just doesn't hit.
Especially when you touch that refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
Man, that'll shock you, too. All right, welcome to what is today, Thursday? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah. I jumped the gun just
you
a little
sure
bit there,
did.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of sleep last night, Jamie.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, I woke up with a headache. I had to get up and take myself some Aleve, and then I went back to bed, and Frog, he woke up with his legs hurting, and so I had to rub them for a couple of hours, and
it was long night.
It was a long night. It was a long night last night. Well, how are you feeling?
I feel fantastic.
Yeah, you look good today.
I feel fantastic.
You
it's
look
just
chipper.
It's the weirdest thing, that semi-glutide, and if you are on it, you all know.
Yep.
When you go off of it for a month and a half or 2 months or whatever, that first shot is like I looked at the shots inside my fridge and got sick because I knew how sick they made me. Does that make sense? I was like, when I waddled over the fridge, I was like, I'm never doing those again. But now I feel fine. I'm definitely taking another one next week.
Do you look at them and say, I can do this. I can do this.
No, you look
it
at
works.
Him.
It
no,
works.
You look at them like you hate them, and you say you're never going
to
do them.
It
and
brings then, you back to that feeling.
Yeah, it does, because you're like, this is crazy. Why would I put my body through this?
I don't know, but we'll do it again next week.
We'll definitely do it next week. Now I can't even remember.
All right, we have the Hoosier tickets to give away, or Hoosier tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:50 this morning. King Super is about to go on strike.
Question, when is that?
Thursday. Tomorrow morning.
Okay, so I need to get groceries today?
Today is the day.
Okay.
That's why it's so urgent today, because they're going to walk out tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, they are?
How many people are there at 5 a.m. to walk out?
There's quite a few, the one I go by. Yeah,
oh,
there's
is?
Stocking and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I went by Safeway yesterday on my way home. I didn't make it over the King Supers, but I went by Safeway, and the lady met me at the front door. She knows us, okay? She listens all the time, and she goes, oh, I guess we're going to see a lot more of you in the coming weeks.
Because you go to the grocery store every day.
Yeah, plus I go to King Supers.
Oh, yeah.
And she was kind of rubbing it in that they're going on strike. But we're still open. Oh, yeah, you can tell.
It's the little things.
They're gloating over it. Yeah. All right, we'll get into that. Plus, we have the body cam. The body cam of the Marcus Jordan
arrest. I knew that was going to come out.
Woo!
Is it bad?
He's an idiot.
Well,
it really is.
It's not bad as far as the obstruction of justice, resisting arrest thing goes. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. But he's a little pompous, very pompous. He drops his daddy's name a lot.
I didn't know he got stuck on the railroad tracks and there was a train 10 minutes away.
Literally. Like in the middle of the train tracks.
Oh, my God.
And he's wanting to move the car.
So
can I
crazy.
Move my car? It's a $300,000 car.
He's like, we've got six people. We can move it.
I'd be the same way, though. If I had a car like that, $300,000 car, and I'm stuck on the train tracks, the train's coming in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd like to get my car off the tracks.
I think I'd want all the evidence destroyed.
Well, he makes a mistake.
Just let the train hit it?
Yeah.
He makes a mistake, though, because the dope is in his front pocket.
Oh, it is.
And he gets out of his car and he says, I don't have anything on me.
Oh.
They're like, oh, let's search you. All right, we'll play you some of the audio coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Hozier tickets coming up at 7:50 this morning. I noticed our boss yesterday started saying it the other way.
What do you mean?
Hozier.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. When he was in here yesterday.
Yeah,
I think he's been convinced that it's now Hozier.
I have no idea, but I know we have tickets to give away, right?
7:50 this morning for your chance to win. It was yesterday morning at this time. Breaking news, Marcus Jordan been pulled over.
That's Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's son, by the way.
Drunk, driving his car, evading police. Turned out it was a police chase, right?
He avoided that police chase. He ran from the police and they got stuck on railroad track. It's crazy.
How fitting, huh? And a train was coming.
In 10 minutes, they said, yeah.
Yeah, within 10 minutes. All right, this is body cam footage of Marcus Jordan trying to talk his way out of a ticket and explaining he wanted to get his car off the tracks.
I'm Marcus Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan's son. Okay. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home. And I made a wrong turn.
Okay. And clearly, we would just like to get our car off of the train tracks.
It's
which
true.
We were not trying to be on.
Well, I've already got concerns for your level of impairment anyways, okay? So that's why.
Why?
Because I can smell alcohol coming from you, and you're on train tracks. Okay.
So come on, man.
Just listen to me. That's why I don't want you back behind the wheel anyways, okay?
Boom! He goes to Pokey.
It's like, because you're smelling like alcohol and you're on the train tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first clue, okay?
I think it was in Florida. And not
it
California.
Was,
was it in Florida?
Yeah. It was Florida.
Orange County, which is Orlando area, I think it is.
Orlando's
right?
Part of it, yeah.
But the guy, he's running from the cops. I guess he was speeding or something. He gets away from them. He gets stuck on the train tracks. He's got cocaine in his front pocket when they search him, and he's drunk. Other than that, everything's good.
Has Michael Jordan made any kind of statement?
Nothing I know of.
Yeah,
no. And his girlfriend, her laughing all the way through that. Like, we don't have a problem here.
Well, I'm sure she's loaded, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's kind of sad, actually.
It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty horrible.
Dropping his dad's name. I'm Michael Jordan. Saw it. I'm Michael. So?
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
The officer's like, what?
Well, he's lucky he didn't kill anybody, I guess, so we got that going for us.
All right, big news. Altitude Sports is back.
Woo!
On Xfinity Comcast. That's pretty cool.
The first thing I thought, I don't know about y'all, but the first thing I thought is like, oh, Carson's going to be so happy.
Oh.
6 years.
That is insane to
it's
me.
It's crazy. A lot of the fans missed the Nuggets championship. They missed the Avs championship. They missed some of the craziest games ever.
But then if they really wanted to see it, they bought something else, right?
Package. Yeah, you could go to like Fubo TV, but Fubo's pretty expensive. And then DirecTV has always had it. So there was other outlets, but yeah you'd have a switch from Comcast.
Oh. It's been a real void for people. Because
yeah.
A lot of people have the Xfinity and the all the Comcast stuff, and not having that for the past 6 years, I mean, it's been a real. I couldn't watch it. I had no way of watching any of the games unless it was a national broadcast game. I guess the mayor of Denver had a lot to do with it because he's such a sports fan, and I guess he's the one who brought the deal together, according to the report. Here it is.
Altitude Sports is returning to Xfinity TV. It's happening tonight, ending a six-year-long standoff between Comcast and the owners of the Avs and Nuggets. Since 2019, the games have only been available on certain internet TV carriers. That'll change this morning. Altitude will be channel 1250 on Xfinity in the Denver market, and subscribers will be able to add it to their cable bundle. Joining us to talk about the deal, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston, who we know is a big fan of the Avalanche Nuggets. We see you still rocking the Jokic jersey, and we appreciate you for that.
Every day I talk to folks on the street who say, hey, Mayor, we got to get the Avs back on TV, got to get the Nuggets back on TV. We know for fans, this is a big deal. We're living through maybe the greatest era in Nuggets and Avs history, but for our own fans, not to be able to watch them on TV every night to gather in the living room with their kids and watch Jokic or McKinnon play is a huge loss.
There you go. They're back.
Wait, Jokic. I thought he. How's that?
Nuggets.
No, I. Thank you. But I didn't know that they were banned. Why? What that was part of the package too.
Yeah, because altitude, Denver. Pretty much everything at Ball Arena is owned by Kronky and Altitude.
I just thought it was just Avalanche for whatever reason.
Nuggets too.
Oh,
Nuggets.
Gotcha.
Nuggets.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. The whole. Like, deal. Why is he mentioning that? I didn't. I didn't know that was blocked as well.
As you
Damn,
mentioned,
that's crazy.
That we've won a couple of world championships since then. I hope we don't tube now that they're back on TV.
Oh, don't even put that out in the universe, okay? We don't need that.
What if he goes zoom down the hill?
Stop that
back.
Right now. Well, then you know what? We're going to ban it from Comcast again.
That whole thing is nuts.
Six years to come to a deal.
Yeah.
Your own home teams, two professional teams that won world championships, and we've not been able to watch them here in town.
But let's just think about what a dumbass I am. I didn't even know it included the Nuggets.
Yeah, we haven't had the Nuggets.
Yeah, Nuggets or Avalanche.
And see, of the two, that's what I would watch basketball more so than hockey, and you're a hockey fan.
Yeah.
But no, I've not had the Nuggets
Maybe
for six
that,
years.
You know what? That's funny, because when I lived in L.A., I watched the Lakers all the time, but I also go to the games, and we'd watch them on TV and stuff. Maybe that's why I haven't really been involved with the NBA here, because it's just
you've
not
never
been
able to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for 6 years, it's been gone.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, as we mentioned, it's not been a good day for Michael Jordan's son. The actual body cam has been released. And if you want to play that here, that would be fantastic.
Oh, hang on.
Marcus Jordan.
I get it.
DUI.
Here we go.
I'm Marcus Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan's son. Okay. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home. And I made a wrong turn. Okay. And clearly, we would just like to get our car off of the train tracks, which
true.
We were not trying
confirm.
To be on.
I've already got concerns for your level of impairment anyways, okay? So that's why.
Why?
Because I can smell alcohol coming from you, and you're on the train tracks. Okay? So
come on, man.
Just listen to me. That's why I don't want you back behind the wheel anyways, okay?
I'm fine behind the wheel. I just would like to get my car out of this.
We'll deal with that after this, okay? We'll deal with that after this. But that's why I had to get you out of the car, okay? Because I hear spinning tires. I hear slurred speech from you. You're driving on train tracks.
I'm not slurring anything, and I'm letting you know. I have concerns.
Well,
I
appreciate that.
Driving a vehicle. I can't let you back behind the car and drive a vehicle.
I appreciate your concerns.
Yeah, I don't want
but
to.
But I am not inebriated. I'm not anything that cannot drive home.
He's accused of driving under the influence, cocaine possession, and resisting arrest. Marcus, by the way, is the second eldest of Michael Jordan's five children. He has appeared on at least two reality shows, Bravo's The Real Housewives of Miami, as well as Peacock's The Traitors. He previously made headlines for his romantic relationship with Larsa Pippen, the ex-wife of his father's teammate, Scottie Pippen, and the couple split up last year.
You know, they're not saying much about the car chase, though, are they? I haven't seen anything on that as far as where it started, how far it went, speeds they reached, and things like that.
I did see the video of it.
The car chase?
The car chase, yeah. I mean, it was non-eventful. He pulled out. He, like, peeled out. And then they realized later the guy stuck on the train tracks was him.
And you can tell by the audio that he doesn't feel like he's in that much trouble. Just help me get off the tracks and I'll go home. Okay? Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, you're right. He does.
Like he didn't run for the cops.
Like, oh, it's all good. Don't worry about it, man. Just help me get off the tracks.
This is funny because he was on The Real Housewives of Miami. And I just read this, so this makes me feel better. It says, and I'll explain why it makes me feel better. A recent survey conducted by that 70% of entertainment consumers watch TV with closed caption on. 70%. Well, I'm one of those 70%. And my son always makes fun of me. And he's like, Mom, do you know that you have on closed caption? I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah. It's right there. Of course I know. He's like, why do you have that on? I go, okay, here's the thing. The Real Housewives of Miami, they have such heavy accents, I can't understand them.
Right.
So it helps. And I said, and then on Watch What Happens Live or on one of the reunions, I said, they're all screaming and crying and yelling so much, I can't understand what they're saying. So I read, and he's like, why would you even watch that crap? Because they literally, like last night was the Real Housewives of New York, the reunion, and they were all screaming at each other, all talking on top of each other. I was so happy to have closed caption.
And that's, you know, every reunion show. I mean, they always do that.
They do.
Closed caption, they don't really have it perfected either. I mean, they misspell a lot of stuff on
that's
there,
true.
Don't they? They have a lot of words that pop up because they think it's another word. And they don't really have that thing completely perfected yet.
But 70% of people watch TV with closed caption on. So thank you
that's
for making
crazy.
Me feel better. The other thing is, one time we were watching, when he lived here, we watched Jeopardy every day. And so he would get the final answer. I'd be like, this kid's a genius. No, I didn't realize it, that closed caption was ahead of it. So the answer was popping up before that they actually showed their answer. So my kid would yell it out, and I'd be like, he's a genius. Final Jeopardy answer every time. Well, Final Jeopardy answer on closed caption is like 1 second ahead. Oh, my God. And I didn't even notice it. I was so mad. All right, anyway, let's see here. Tiger Woods has announced that his mom has passed away. Man, she went through hell and back, didn't she?
Yeah.
Remember that press conference years and years ago where he had to stand up there and say, I slept with a bunch of whores, and she was right in the front row.
Plus that husband she was married to.
Yeah, he was a lot, too.
He was a piece of work, too.
Tiger Woods has announced that his mother, Coltida, has died. She was 80 years old. She's been there from the beginning. They were super tight. She was there to watch him win the Masters at only 21 years old, conquer the game in an era of relentless dominance before standing by him in the front row during his downfall of his 2009 sex scandal. I don't know about you guys, but it was uncomfortable.
I wouldn't invite my mom to one of those. If I had to have a sex scandal press conference, I don't think I'd invite my mom.
But that's what I was saying. It's like he had to stand there and announce all the whores in front of mom.
I know.
It's like, and there was Hilda, and there was Jenny, and there, sorry, mom, and then there was another one, and another one, and another, and she's like, what the hell? Yeah, bad day. Anyway, so she passed away, so that's sad. Hopefully it won't spiral anymore. What's going on with him? You know more about golf than I do.
He's about to play in one of the tournaments. I forgot what it is. I think it's the Genesis or one of those tournaments. He's about to play in one of the big tournaments.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. The Phoenix Open?
I don't know.
No, that's the waste management one, isn't it?
Yeah. I just see a headline asking if he's going to play in it. Yeah.
I don't know if he's
someday
played in
I
that
I want to go to that waste management one.
It looks
doesn't
so
it look
much
so fun?
Fun?
They were showing all kinds of, like, you know, just little synopsis of all the different years. Oh, and some of these old guys, like the old guys that love golf or whatever, they're just standing there looking at the young drunk people like, aren't you here for golf?
They had to stop letting people in last year because it got so crazy.
Well, and they wait. It's open. They open the gates and everybody runs for a hole. They just run.
Did they have to shut it down 1 year?
Last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah. They literally had to close people out.
People to leave.
Yeah. And have you guys seen the one video of the guy walking backwards on accident? He's so drunk, he's trying to walk forward. He's so wasted that he's on his phone walking backwards, and everybody's yelling, forward! Go forward! And he literally is like, whoa, whoa! But he keeps he doesn't fall down. It's the most amazing video I've ever seen. It was crazy.
You got to figure Tiger's going to come back for the Masters. That's a couple of months away.
Is it? Where's that?
Augusta.
Mm-hmm. I forget where these plays are.
Do you?
I told you my ex-husband used to wear a little sweater vest that said Ryder Cup. And I was like, you've never been to the Ryder Cup. Why are you posing? I hated that sweater vest so much. I might have put a stain on it. So he couldn't get it out, so he couldn't wash it. But you know, sometimes, and I know a lot of like people, especially wives, we all have these things that you guys do that make us crazy. I had a boyfriend that had an orange fleece sweatshirt, and after a while, he'd just always wear it when he came home. I had to throw it away. My girlfriend, her husband had a basket of importance, and that's what he called it, and she hated it on the counter. she just put in the trash?
Doused it.
Sometimes if you guys have stuff missing, please know your wives threw it away.
100%.
Fully suspect that. Yep.
Do? Okay, good. Nothing new?
For me, it's t-shirts.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, they go missing.
Because they have all those holes in them?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they go missing.
Yeah. And then finally for you, this is so sad, you guys. Wendy Williams. I watched this whole little special about her. It's going to be in its entirety on Wednesday. They have her locked up in a nursing home, a luxury nursing home, and she can only come to the window. And she gets to go outside one day a week. Well, I'll have Harvey explain it. If you is it number one or number two?
Yeah, number one. Yeah.
Okay, number one.
Wendy Williams got some news from the judge, some news that we know she will be thrilled about. She will be able to celebrate with her father for his 94th birthday. This had been a big battle for her. That the thing she said most immediately that she wanted was to be let out of this assisted living facility where she, what she calls a luxury prison, so she could celebrate with her father and the rest of her family.
So we are doing a documentary on this. My personal opinion is this is one of the biggest outrages I have seen in anything we've done at TMZ. This woman is locked up in this facility in New York, an assisted living facility, and the only way that I could interview her was by phone, and we had a camera on the street, and she went to the window because she can't come out.
It is heartbreaking to watch that. And then when he was interviewing her, did you have other audio too?
Yeah, so there's a little clip of him interviewing her on number two.
And she sounds completely normal.
Yeah, she's up to the window too. She has like her hand up to the window and you can see that she's crying and it's really sad.
It's awful. And that what their point is just because somebody is diagnosed with dementia, you don't lock them up and only give them one day a week outside. You know, just because you have dementia, you're not done in your life. And then Harvey's saying that she's misdiagnosed because they said it was frontal lobal dementia or whatever. But he said, look, she's sober now. And it's just, if you want to play number two.
Your dad is turning 94 in February and he's up there in age. And I know you want to go to Miami to see him and celebrate his birthday because you don't know how many more there are going to be.
Right, exactly.
That must be important for you.
It's extremely important. It's extremely important to see my dad for his birthday, you know, and that is a family thing. It's not just a me thing, you know. I would wish that along with celebrating my dad's 94th birthday, that we as a family, we come together in peace and harmony. That's what I wish for my dad.
It is heartbreaking.
Who put her in this place?
Conservator. Conservatorship.
They can do that?
Yeah.
They can lock you away?
That's the big controversy about it. I mean, it could happen to any of us. Anybody.
Because remember, her son was trying to get this whole thing stopped.
Yeah, he can't even get it done. And so a judge is like, yeah, but so it's a judge, a doctor, and the conservator. And they're also saying the conservator is blowing through her money. Literally, you guys, it could happen to anybody. It's not just Wendy Williams. Anybody.
I'm not going to hire a conservator.
What?
I said, stay away from conservators.
Well, a judge would just do it. I mean, you can't block it. It's that the power of the judge.
I don't know.
It's awful. And I feel like, though, that Harvey's going to bring light to this and get it fixed because he's like outraged. He got like kind of sad, and that's Harvey.
I don't know if he can change a judge's opinion, though.
I know, but maybe because he thinks she's misdiagnosed. It's awful. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Happy stories with Jamie. Tough trash.
7:50 this morning. Who's your tickets? We've got them for you. A couple of tickets. 7:50 for your chance to win. Coming up next, King Soopers. The strike is on tomorrow morning. Details next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Just after 7 o'clock, 7:01 here on this Wednesday morning. Going to be a kind of nice day today.
It's going to be so windy. No, this is the time where it scares me. The wind and it's so dry. Yeah. Yeah, a little nervous. A little nervous.
All right. King Soopers going on strike tomorrow morning at 5. They're going to hit the picket line, man. They want more money and more staffing, too.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Schmidl, or one of you guys, Neil Bratz, he did another thing. You know,
what did he do?
He made a sign for you.
Low, 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 we want more dough.
Yeah, so we'll post that.
Very nice of him. So you know, I support the strikers. I have leaned that way because there for a while, because I'm such a King Soopers fan, I felt like that, you being on strike, it's kind of your problem. I still got to have groceries, you know? But now I'm not going to cross over and be a scab.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
There are some stores that aren't union.
Yeah.
Yeah, very few.
I found that out.
Yeah.
But there's two or three that's out there that you can go into, and there won't be a picket line there for you. Here's the story.
Union officials say employees at all stores in the 7 metro counties will start striking Thursday morning at 5. Union officials say these strikes cover approximately 10,000 workers at 77 stores. The employees of stores in the metro counties okayed a strike last Thursday. Over the weekend, workers in Colorado Springs and Pueblo also voted to walk off the job. But last Friday, King Soopers officials said stores will stay open because they plan to hire temporary workers to fill in the gap at its stores. Before the union strike vote, the two sides have been negotiating for better pay and more staffing since October. We have reached out to King Soopers' parent company for comment, and we're still waiting to hear back.
Are you a schmuck if you go in and shop?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you do? I mean, it's bad enough when I walk through there and I lie to the Girl Scout cookies and tell them I've already bought some. Or you pass by there, they got that bucket out at Christmas, and I've already given, you know, to another bucket, you know, when you lie about that. But, man, crossing a picket line, I guess you are just
I think what you do is you go to a Safeway just to you know, kick them in the nuts a little bit, right?
I know.
You know? So,
I did yesterday. Yeah, she said, well, we're going to be seeing more of you.
So just so you say, you know, pay your people more, and then we're going to go other places.
And I think the people at Safeway are very happy about this.
Well, I'm sure they are.
They're very excited about this.
I think what would be scary is being a scab, and like, because they said they're hiring all those temporary workers.
Yeah.
I'd be scared.
Because they do have to go, I mean, they have to cross the line.
Yeah, they cross with their little name tag and their little vest.
Yeah, you worry about somebody coming in and taking your job for just a short period of time. They might do a damn good job.
Well, because they're more motivated right now because they're so excited to have a, you know, a pretty good job because they pay really well. Well, sorry, not very well at all. Anyway,
I don't know why, but in years past, in our position, in our jobs, a lot of times, man, you'd go on vacation and come back and you wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, happened a lot.
And it can happen that way with the King Soopers employees, too. Hopefully it doesn't, and I think they're going to get their way. They'll cut this thing short. Probably a week or so.
Or maybe they'll figure it out today.
Maybe.
Who knows, you know?
Maybe.
It's always like, it seems like we get so hyped up about this and all this crap is going to happen, and then, they resolved it. It's fine.
Right,
so,
yeah. All right, do we want to talk about Spadil's over makeover? By his girlfriend.
Maybe
is
later.
Is it your girlfriend doing this?
Yeah. It's a little early. She's a little...
Too early.
She's driving to work right now.
Yeah, it's a little early.
Oh, you don't want her
just put
to
it
hear?
Like, yeah, we'll just put it this way. She is, and I like her look because he showed me one of the pictures. Yeah. I like her look, but she definitely wants him to be a different man.
Oh, she's changing you, and it starts with the clothes, dude.
Are you capable of being a different man?
I think we've already brought him along. We already did the teeth, the hair, the skin, all that stuff, and now we just have to do the full-on wardrobe.
She's going to finish it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've done the hard part.
Yeah, she's going to just make him the total package.
Yeah, I did tell her, too, that I want like a more mature wardrobe before like she started telling me what she wants me to wear. Right. So, yeah.
Because right now you wear like shirts with sayings and goofy socks.
Yes. Yeah, that is me. Graphic t-shirt guy, goofy socks. Yeah.
We're just going to bring it up just a little bit.
Now, if she dumps you for some reason, do you go back to the old you or do you stick with
it? Oh, that's a good question.
You know, I'm just saying, if you're going to go Lulu's or whatever, do you go back to the old comfy Spadil?
No, man, I think we just keep sending it. Just keep going in the right direction.
Oh, once you put on that Lulu, you're never going back, man.
I guess she's getting you Lulu.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, man, they are all over the Kansas City Chiefs down there at the Super Bowl, calling them cheaters. The media,
oh, they are.
Oh, the media is asking questions that I guess they're not very happy with.
I heard them ask Travis Kelce if he's going to propose to Taylor, and he goes, "Wouldn't you like to know?"
Yeah,
that's all he said.
Yeah,
I thought that was a little interesting. Instead of going like, "Are you kidding? It's a Super Bowl." Of course not. But he was. It was just perfectly marketing where he's like, "Wouldn't you like to know?"
Crack that door.
Yeah.
You know, and they've had some good answers. That being one, and talking about the cheating and stuff. We'll play you some of the audio when we come back with the Kansas City Chiefs down at the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. What do you think?
I think a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'd like to go through the list.
What do you think?
Number one, listen, you asked me a question. Let me finish. I feel sorry for Lisa. I feel, didn't you break like a china set of hers or something? In the garage, she was bringing
it. Yeah.
There's been a lot.
It wasn't an entire set. It was just a plate.
A plate.
That was
that makes
really
part of
an heirloom.
Yeah.
A loom.
Yeah. So, and then didn't you ruin one of our electronic boards because coffee spilled down it?
Yeah, it happened. Yeah. But it wasn't my fault because, you know, I mean.
Whose fault was it? Oh, coffee just spills down there. It just happens.
Defective cup, if you remember. Remember that cup that I used to have? It was a leaner. It was a leaner. And that day it leaned way too much.
We have beautiful new studios. Yeah. I mean, and state-of-the-art equipment. They're just gorgeous. We have all these new microphones with lights and bells and whistles and whatever. Somehow, I don't even know how this could happen. He pulls his microphone over and it snaps right in the middle where the light is.
Yeah.
There's a really pretty light right in the middle of our microphones. He snaps it in half. Glass goes into his hand.
Yeah.
Now he's cut and bleeding.
Yeah.
And the microphone is drooping like his wiener.
And the good news is I will sue as soon as I get Burke Simpson on the line.
Right.
I am going to sue this company for everything it owns.
I don't even know how that happened.
I don't know. It snapped like a pretzel though.
Yeah, it sure did.
And now that light's just shining right in my eye.
Again, malfunction equipment in here in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's defective.
You know, you should thank Schmidl and I because we just fixed that for you.
You did?
Yeah, the microphone.
Yeah, it looks good, too, actually. I think we can work with this.
So I bought... Why did I buy that gaff tape?
I don't remember why we bought it, but it's very useful. It's really, really good tape.
It is.
Yeah.
We need something to cover up the fire alarms.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
But tape worked because we've got her all rigged right here.
It looks nice.
You can't even tell the difference on
air. I'm going to take a picture so you guys know what we're talking about. But literally, the equipment is now duct taped.
All right. But we'll get through it. We're going to get through it. The engineers are going to be pissed, but we'll get through it. Okay? All right. Schmidl. Why would you bring me this listener audio that you got from the app?
You said that you wanted listener audio. Like, just anytime. You said anytime a listener sends a message, you want the message.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jamie, you heard this.
I did.
All right. Let me play it real quick here for you. All right, this is not what it was intended for, folks. When you go to the Odyssey app and you leave a voice message, this
and
was
let's not make this a habit.
No, no. In fact, I'm playing this out of disgust. Okay, all right. Listen to what this person left, and this is it. This is all they said.
Carson and Dylan, I just want to say thank you for keeping me company every morning while I walk my dog in Parker. Hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're so welcome.
She walks her dogs.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? You brought it in. I was like, I feel like he even made the Dylan part louder on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah. You know, it sounds like that new girlfriend of yours. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, maybe
I think
that
she
is.
Left the message.
Oh,
he talked her into it. That's what it is.
Funny. I bet you're right.
Yeah. It's okay. Just have her keep shouting
us
out.
She does love dogs, so yeah.
No, but this would all make sense because we don't know her voice.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so she's like, watch this. I did this for you.
Yeah. You got to throw Carson's say his name in there. You don't really mean it, but you're doing it to cover for Spadil.
Exactly. Yeah. You're on to it. About. That's exactly what this is.
How these clowns work. You can't fool me, man. All right. Down in New Orleans, I guess the press down there keeps hammering on the Kansas City Chiefs about their relationship with the referees. Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about the reps and why he's asked these questions.
Patrick, for your whole career, you have had so many great people help you win. So who is your favorite ref?
All the refs are great, man. All the refs are great. They do the best they can.
All right, he's not done.
Go out there and play the game the right way.
Is there one that you give a Christmas card to every year, possibly?
Oh, man.
I can't believe that. That's so bold. Wow.
And they're supposed to be in there asking serious questions about the game, okay?
Yeah.
But these press people are hammering the Kansas City Chiefs over the referees cheating for them.
This is uncomfortable.
Yes, isn't it? I think it is, too. Is there any one of them that you send a Christmas card to?
Oh, my God.
I
can't believe they're almost poking the, I don't know.
Well, I think you're borderline the NFL revoking your credentials. That's
what I'm thinking.
You know? Yeah. I mean, when you go to this extreme, because you're throwing the NFL under the bus, too. Here's Travis Kelce yesterday, and you can tell he's fed up with it.
If I could ask the media one question, why are you guys leaning into this whole ref thing? You know what I mean? Like, why are you guys leaning into it? That's all I got, though.
Well, because you guys cheated, that's why.
Well, besides that answer, yeah, right. Jamie. What a great comeback. That's what the press should have said.
Right? Yeah.
Well, because it's quite obvious you cheat.
Yeah. I mean, have they even acknowledged that those were bad plays?
I think everybody but them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would be pretty respectful if they would be like, you know what? That was, we agree with you guys.
Funny you should say that, because former Bronco Terrell Owens came out yesterday and said they are absolutely rigged.
What?
Yes. Didn't he, Spadil?
He did say that, but I don't think he ever played for the Denver Broncos.
No.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Who did he play for?
He played for the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles.
I thought he played for the Broncos, too,
at one
point.
Do you have audio of that?
Yeah, this is Terrell.
Okay. It's Terrell.
Terrell. Here's Terrell.
I wouldn't bet against the Chiefs. Like I said, and with the refs.
Wait, what is this music? Start all over.
The dramatic. He's on a podcast.
Drama. He's on a
He's on a podcast.
It's a clip from a podcast.
No, but it's just so
funny. Hold on, let me play a piano in the background.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
I kind of like the music in the background. It puts a little drama in there, right?
I wouldn't bet against the Chiefs. Like I said, and with the refs. I just, honestly, with all the calls.
What do you mean, say the refs?
I've
been talking about the refs too. They mean like they can't hear.
Bro, it's crazy. Because I played the game, man. I'm watching the game, and I'm looking at all these calls that's benefiting the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at the game before against the Texans, bro. Like, you know, Mahomes is smart. He dinking around. He causing the flag. You know what I mean? He's getting the benefit. He didn't even get hit. That can stop the momentum of the game.
Yeah.
There, at that point in time, the Houston Texans were in the game. Those calls right there advances them, gives them extra downs. It changed the whole complexity of the game.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
You know, all I got from that was PTSD. You know why? Because I had to learn that solo for a piano recital.
So you remember it well, huh?
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here going, oh, my God, I had to memorize it.
Do it again.
Super Bowl Sunday. You're going to the big party, right?
Yeah, but, well, not the big show, but
well,
yeah.
No, the big party in your neighborhood.
Michelle's. Well, she doesn't live in my neighborhood, but yeah. I'm going to a party.
Yeah,
you are too, right?
And
with your father-in-law.
Yeah, me and my father-in-law, we're going to watch the
game. You guys are having two parties.
I got to go to a birthday party first. Frog's friends.
Who has a birthday party on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it either. I got to be honest with you. But yes, there is a birthday party, but it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's only for an hour because they got to clear the way for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So I got to go to a birthday party. Then it's a big bash at my house with me and Grandpa Gus.
get crazy.
It's going to be wild. Yeah. Going to be wild. Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. And don't forget, coming up at 7, oh, let's say about 15 minutes from now, Hozier tickets to give away. Stand by.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just threw you under the bus to all the bosses.
Why?
Because I can.
What'd I do?
You snapped your mic.
Yeah.
And
fault
our
the equipment.
Micah just wrote back. He's our general manager. Tell BJ this is why we can't have nice things. True story. BJ just snapped the mic. It's BJ's. Yeah. Shocker.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that happened. Anyway, yeah, we fixed it. And well, we didn't really. Oh, well. Anyway. All right. Speaking of Super Bowl, I know we're just talking that, but about that, but only 1 in 4 viewers believe that Travis Kelce will propose to Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. I don't even know how this became a thing. Do you guys really think that this billionaire superstar and her humongously popular boyfriend are going to get engaged in front of all of us at the Super Bowl?
No.
Never going to happen.
Not only that, I mean, it's kind of a slap in the face to your team, because the only way it would happen is you would win the game. And now your team is highlighted. They're going to be on stage. You get that big trophy, you know, the Lombardi, and you take away from that. It's kind of selfish in a way. It ain't going to happen.
Of course not. I mean, the players are already sick of them, I'm sure. Yes. I mean, all the attention. You do that to the win.
Plus, it's Travis Kelce, and he saw that video of her dancing. He's not going to want to marry her.
Wow. I thought she was a good dancer. I thought she was great. I want to learn her moves.
Yeah,
bad. Anyway, it's kind of a mixed bag, too, about this involvement with Taylor Swift. They did a big survey, whatever. 25% say that they think that Taylor Swift's involvement makes it more exciting. And about 25% thinks it's less exciting. So it's really interesting. It's split right there. But
what do you think?
I think that it's fine. Like, I think that it'll be fun on Sunday. Yeah. I think last year we did a shot every time we saw her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think there's, like, fun games to be had by y'all.
I think at first, like, last year it was exciting, you know, because it was something new. But, like, this year I'm just kind of over it.
But you'll still probably have, like, a little game, won't you?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get drunk, definitely make a drinking game out of it.
I don't want to be... I mean, I'm not a fan of hers, but I think it adds a little different twist to
for
it.
Sure it does.
I mean, it's a Super Bowl. Yeah. It's the most watched sporting event in the world. And you've got one of the biggest superstars in the world. I don't have a problem with it.
If you are watching the game at home with your family, you are the majority of people. 43% of people plan to watch at home with Grandpa Gus.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
That's
so
me.
You are the majority, my friend.
Yep.
15% will fly solo and watch it alone. Nearly half of Gen Z viewers, 47%, plan to either host or attend a Super Bowl party, compared to just 15%, 17% of baby boomers. Pizza comes in first for most served snacks. Wings comes in second.
Wings.
And beer continues to be the beverage of choice.
Okay.
So, there you go. We never asked Schmidel what he's doing.
Schmidel.
I'm going to hang out with my uncle.
Oh, good.
Yeah, my uncle, my dad.
Oh, you know, you guys should double date. You and Grandpa Gus and you and his uncle.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah. We'd have so a fight fun. Or something.
No, I'm straight on that.
Yeah. No, 4 recliners all in front of the TV.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a fight would break out between the old guys.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Who can snore louder or something?
Grandpa Gus.
Is your uncle a Democrat or a Republican?
He's way liberal. Okay. Yeah.
Way liberal.
Yeah. Watches MSNBC every single night.
Yeah, you tell him don't even come close to my neighborhood.
Yeah, you're right. This would not work.
No.
We have the other side going.
No,
at the
yeah. No. Grandpa Gus would bury him. I mean, literally in the backyard.
Yeah, right. Bury him. Okay. Oh, crazy. It's so funny.
Now, let me ask you a question. When it comes to the Super Bowl, and there is no number out there that I'm going to quote for you, but what do you think across America, people that are going to watch a game, football fans, what's the percentage Kansas City Chiefs, Eagles to win the game?
I think that the majority are going with the Eagles now.
I would agree. What do you think? 75%?
I'm going to go 68.
All right, 68. 60. Carson?
I feel like you didn't like my number.
It's just so random. It's just so, I could see 70. About, I could see 75. Sorry, I'm sorry. I could see 80. Okay, I didn't see 68.
Let me change it. 67.3.
Clearly, the Eagles.
Yeah.
People are pulling for it because I don't know why, but Kansas City has really gotten on the wrong side of NFL
fans.
Because
of the calls.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Everybody's mad about those calls.
I don't think it's only the calls, so I think we're just sick and tired of seeing Kansas City.
I think 90% of people want the Eagles to win.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anyway, about that. Yeah, but it's close, probably.
It's no 67.3.
No. I'm with Jamie. I think somewhere around 70% of the public probably wants the Eagles. Maybe 30 for the Chiefs.
Yeah. I wish it was just so, I don't know. It's fine. It's great. But I do feel like, and I hate to say this, I do feel like there was like a little bit of a, like a nudge for the Taylor Swift factor because she's so great for the game.
I can't argue that.
You know, so
it appears it's working out that way for them.
Don't you feel that? Okay, so it's like this. It's like politics. Don't get mad, everybody. But here I go.
Yeah,
it's like politics. Like everybody has, you know, we watch some of this stuff, and it's so blatant in our eyes about corruption, right? Like Nancy Pelosi making $8 billion off the stocks, right? That's so in front of our face, but we can't really do anything about it. To me, these plays were so blatant, but what are we going to do about it?
We're going to watch the Super Bowl.
Exactly. You know, it's like we can't do anything about these things, but I feel like sometimes they're so crazy. They think we're all so dumb.
Well, for a guy like me, though, it makes me very likely to bet on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, really? You're going to bet on them?
I think so. I mean, the refs are on their side.
I think that's a bet. No, yeah, but now it doesn't matter. They just needed them to get here.
To make it.
Yeah. I think the Eagles are going to win.
All right.
You want to bet?
Sure. I'll bet with
you. How much do you want to bet? 100?
Nah, let's go 50.
How about 100?
Nah, let's go 50.
So you don't feel confident?
Yeah.
All right, 100.
There we go.
Wow. Okay.
I'll take the Chiefs straight up.
All right, and I'm going to take the Eagles straight
I'll
up.
I'll take the Chiefs.
Okay.
Kansas City. Yeah. Okay. Kansas City. Go Chiefs! I hope the refs cheat like crazy. Because that would even make it better with the bet, because Jamie would hate to pay up knowing she got cheated by the refs.
Oh, that would suck. You're
man,
right.
Man, that
yeah.
would make you so angry, wouldn't it?
But I want to make sure we're going to pay, right?
Of course we're going to pay. Okay, I'm not a shyster like these other guys.
I have never not paid Jamie on any of the bets that I've ever had.
Oh,
with
I never
her.
Brought up a name, did I?
BJ's going to be like, hey, I'll catch you on payday, and we'll never hear from it ever again.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you were quick to defend
you
yourself,
were.
Weren't you? Oh, I'm never.
Well, I knew who you were talking about.
Yeah. You know,
I've always paid all my bets.
Okay. Hallelujah.
He did jump in. You're right.
He did, didn't he? Boy, he got defensive very quick.
Okay. And then speaking of, we mentioned this too, but they did ask Travis Kelce. They're like, are you going to propose to Taylor? And he said, wouldn't you like to know? Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Wouldn't you like to know?
This is crazy, you guys. And this doesn't really go here, but I just wanted to mention it because I'm shocked and awed. Waffle House is adding 50 cents per egg ordered. 50 cents per egg.
That's wild.
I don't know why you would mention it. Why would you say that? Why not just up the price on the menu secretly?
Oh, on the download?
And not say a word.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems crazy. 50 cents for one little egg?
I'm going to get a couple of chickens.
Ugh. Oh, you are?
Yeah. They say it's a trend right now.
Oh, I bet it is. Yeah.
A lot of people are getting chickens for the backyard.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do it.
Maybe do that. Yeah. They bring in rats. Yeah. I hear that.
I'll bring
nice.
You guys some free eggs. Bring it to what?
I don't think you really want chickens. I feel like they're filthy.
Oh, I'd love to have some chickens.
Are you lying?
No.
They bring in rats.
Oh, we can get
my
some
mom
cats.
Used to have chickens. They are not fun to have in your yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's poop. Yeah. There's poop everywhere. Ugh. If you get a rooster, they're literally the meanest things you've ever met.
Pick
like,
your eyeballs
I don't like
out.
Them at all. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. My mom had a Rhode Island Red, and it was a mean rooster.
They chase you and stuff.
Yeah.
Rhode Island Red.
Jump up in the air and be like, try and hit you with his claws.
You become such a chicken expert. Why don't you just pay up your bets that you make? That would be a first place to start, pal.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm done.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. There you go. Tell my trash.
Not yet. We'll do it next. All right?
Oh, whoops. Okay. Hozier. Yep, got it.
We'll do it next. All right, next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, your chance to win Hozier tickets. Two up for grabs. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You can feel it. You can feel the Super Bowl is getting close.
Can you? Hey, I got to tell you something real quick if I have time. Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you got time.
Okay, the Super Bowl script has been leaked.
What do you mean?
There's a script for the Super Bowl and it's been leaked.
It's been leaked. Yeah. Who leaked it? What's going on?
Remember how the Grammys, they were leaked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were accurate, too. They said that Taylor Swift would be snubbed, and she was snubbed.
Yeah, she was. So they say that there's a Super Bowl script, allegedly, and it's been leaked. Let me give you some of the highlights.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay, all right, here it is. All right, so it says the Chiefs will be losing really bad at the first half.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what this is the script. So we'll see how much of this.
Well, that ain't good.
We'll see how much of this is going to be right.
I just bet you $100. So I took the Chiefs.
Well, I'm at the half. I'm at the
Yeah,
half.
Two touchdowns down by the half.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Well, okay? That doesn't look good for the second half.
Then all of a sudden, Travis Kelce's going to get an injury.
Oh, he is.
He's going to get an injury.
An injury?
Yeah, he's going to get an injury. And he's going to limp into halftime. Into the locker room.
Oh, oh,
no.
Yeah.
Like he may not even come back.
Exactly.
Because he looks so injured, right?
Then he will give, in the locker room,
He
will give a tearful speech to the entire team about how the adversity and this leg injury is not going to get him down, and we're going to go back out there, we're going to get him, and he's going to cry and stuff, and it's going to be crazy.
He's a good speaker.
Right?
I can see him pulling this off.
So then he'll come back out, right?
Yeah.
He'll come back out. Now they're losing, and he has a horrible compound fracture. But he's going to play on it.
No kidding. This is in the script.
Okay, no,
they
didn't
put a compound fracture in this.
I just added that.
Oh, so but he is limping.
But he is limping.
Okay.
Okay, he has an injury. All right, this is a script, allegedly. And then all of a sudden, towards the third or whatever, they're gonna all of a sudden have him make a massive drive with his, like, you remember, like, was it Carrie something who did the vault? Remember, and she hopped. She had the broken leg.
She landed it.
Yeah, at the Olympics, Carrie Shrugs.
I don't remember her.
Carrie Strug or something.
I don't remember Carrie Scruggs.
Yes, she had a broken right foot, and it was up to her to win the gymnastics championship Olympics of the world.
The gold medal.
Yeah.
And she nailed it.
She nailed it and hopped. Like that. So that's what...
He's going to be the new Carrie?
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Because we need it. So he's going to run like Carrie, and he's going to go into the infield, and he's going to hop, and then he's going to spike the ball, and they're going to win the game. Now, wait, there's more. Then, after that, all of a sudden, during the parade, he's going to ask Taylor to marry him. I think that's what they... Did they say that?
During the parade?
They're going to announce... They're going to announce that they got married the next day or something like
that. Right, something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to announce at the parade that they're already married.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Yep, that's the script. I just flipped it.
Well, according to the script, I win $100.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yep, that's what happened.
And if this plays out, I mean, you're more than willing to pay $100 just for this whole marriage thing going on, right?
This is kind of a fun game, though. I think maybe we should, like, change this up and we all write scripts.
Yeah.
And then whatever happens, we should start betting on our own scripts.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I think I have on that script because I took the Kansas City Chiefs, and if he comes back with a limp.
But I mean, what I'm saying is just create your own drama and figure out it. But I do like the limp. I do like that he's injured and there's a limp. That's good.
And then he catches the game-winning touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does add to the story.
It does when
you got an injured guy that wins it all for you.
And then all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes.
All right, well,
here's my script. Patrick Mahomes goes out and he goes, "I just want to tell all of you people I'm in love with Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh! And I'm leaving Britney." And then Patrick and Taylor, they run off the field together.
No kidding.
And they flip off Travis and Brittany.
That's a great script.
It is a great script.
You can't make that up. Well, you can make it. She just made it up. So I guess
what do you think about that?
I like it. They've been in love secretly
this whole time.
Yeah, and Travis is just defeated. He's crying in the corner.
It's a little outrageous.
Yeah.
Could happen, though.
It could happen. And then bring Jason into the Eagles because that guy with that position, and they bring him in.
All right, we can stop now. All right, we can stop. We don't need Jason. We don't need him. We don't have to go through the whole team.
Yeah. All right, what about the mom has a grabber? What's her name?
Donna?
Donna has a grabber.
Donna, not Donna.
Donna has a grabber. That's terrible.
I might have crossed the line.
You can't kill off Donna.
Oh, that's terrible. That,
no,
it's
she
funny.
Doesn't die. She doesn't die.
Okay. It's funny if you went with the dad, but with mom, it just seems wrong.
It does seem wrong.
It does seem wrong with mom. Go with dad.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry,
dad
sorry,
had to grab her. I think in my script, I got to somehow put Patrick Mahomes' dad in there, that he's drunk in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
He disrupts the game by running out there and dropping his drawers.
No, he drives onto the field.
Nice.
No, he runs onto the field, all liquored up,
streaking.
Holding up his drink.
He's streaking.
Streaking.
Yeah.
Drops his drawers in the middle of the field, all drunk.
These are fantastic.
Yeah.
I love all of this.
All right, let's get to the story about Metro Rent.
Yeah.
I think this is crazy. We're talking one-bedroom apartments in town, and we're talking $2,000 for like 600 square feet.
Tiny,
it's insane.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That is wild. All right, if you haven't heard the report, I guess they did some survey throughout the Metro to find the best value and the worst value when it comes to apartment rents. And this is what they found out.
New this morning, checking in on the metro area rental market. Zumper analyzed the number of active rental listings to hit the market in the past month. And here is what they show. The most expensive city to rent is Golden. For a single bedroom, it's $2,040. And then Castle Rock, $1,900. Interesting to note, in Castle Rock, rent prices went up over 10% in the last year there. The largest jump in the list of metro locations, and Boulder, 1,820, also saw a yearly jump of about 1%. The biggest drop in rent came from Thornton up north. Over the last year, rent prices there have dropped 14% to $1,300 per month for a one-bedroom apartment.
Thornton
dropped the most.
Yeah. Everybody moved to Thornton.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Mm. Can you believe that, though? Golden is number one, over $2,000 a month for
it
a one bedroom.
It is gorgeous up there, though.
Yeah, but why is everything like north and south that's so expensive?
But it's gorgeous in a lot of places. It's Colorado.
It
you
is?
Know?
Wait,
yeah.
Wait, what?
You know what I mean.
What? It's Colorado?
Here's what I don't understand.
Holy crap.
Well, no, he's saying it's gorgeous in Golden, and that's why it's more expensive.
It is beautiful there.
Right next to the mountains.
I think Castle Pines is just as pretty.
Yeah, but you have better access to the mountains and all the activities up there from Golden than you do in Castle Pines.
Yeah, it's just right there.
Just walk out your door, literally.
Yeah.
The other thing is they have Goldens in Golden, so there's that. It's this weekend.
That's a huge draw, yeah.
I think it's this weekend.
Oh, the dog thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Goldens in Golden this
weekend?
I think it is.
Super Bowl weekend?
Maybe not.
Really?
That doesn't seem right, does it?
Yeah, unless it's Saturday.
Wait, what was
maybe
that noise?
It's maybe it's Saturday. If it's Saturday, then, you know, maybe it'll be a kickoff party or something with the Goldens.
But, I mean, I think that's why rent's so high is the Goldens and Golden.
You're right. It is this Saturday.
Oh,
yeah. From 11 Saturday? To from 11 to 1 in downtown Golden.
I couldn't see it on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, so Boulder. All right, you would think Boulder would be higher than Golden. For me, anyway, I would think so.
Yeah.
But still, $2,000 a month for a one-bedroom, we're talking 600-700 square feet. That's unbelievable.
Dude, the house that I rent right now, I just looked up its square feet. It's 1,073 square feet, three bedrooms, and we pay $2,700 a month.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You pay more than my mortgage. That's insane.
Yeah, it's wild, dude.
Why didn't we all buy houses a long time ago?
No kidding. I mean, if you're a renter, how do you make it?
Just a bunch of houses.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But even Thornton, I mean, it dropped, but it's still $1,600 or $1,400, they said.
That would save me so much money.
Yeah, that's a bargain, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a bargain for you. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy moly. Some of these apartment texts on here. Let's see here. I live in a studio apartment, 800 square feet. I paid $2,100.
Oh,
yeah. We had somebody that worked here at the Radio Ranch. Her name was Katie, I think. And she had to move. She had to move because...
she did?
Yeah, because her and her husband just couldn't afford to live here.
I live near Cheeseman Park. I'm paying $1,425. That sounds like a bargain to me.
That does, actually.
$1,425 sounds like a bargain looking at all these other prices. Now, you said you lived near Cherry Creek. What year was that?
98, and it was 500 square feet.
Yeah, that's a small place.
Oh my God, it was so
what,
little.
What did you have? Just a, like a kitchen table and a bathtub, and that was
I couldn't fit in a kitchen table.
Oh, you didn't have
no,
a table.
No. It was just a little
a half, counter.
Counter with two bar stools. Yeah,
and, I lived in a place like that once.
Yeah, I mean, and that forget it. It was just tiny. Yeah. And it was $900 a month.
I lived in an apartment that was so small you could see the front door from your bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you literally lie in bed and watch the front door. It was so small.
Yeah.
And you paid $900 there. Mm. I'll bet you that same apartment today.
It was at the Seasons in Cherry Creek.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
It is fancy.
Okay. Now, let's
you
go
have
with
like
this.
You have a doorman and all that stuff.
Spadell, look up the Seasons in Cherry Creek. Cherry Hills?
Cherry Creek. Yeah.
Cherry Creek. All right. Look up the Seasons. Let's just see what we can get into that digs for.
I can't even imagine.
I'm going to guess... $2,800.
I don't know.
Today.
I have no idea. Yeah. But, I mean, it was cool because all, like the cool young people lived there back in the day. It was awesome.
Yeah. You had, like, pool parties and stuff?
Yeah, we did. They had, like, wine, like, wine tastings on the lawn.
Then you'd go back to your little cave. That's basically what you had. So Spadell, any luck?
It actually seems pretty affordable. There's a studio that starts at $1,500. Oh. There's a one bedroom that starts at $1,700. There are some that go above $2,000, but they're all two bedrooms.
Oh.
Yeah.
I only had one bedroom.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
Well, they ripped Jamie off, didn't they? Back in the day. I saw her coming. That's what it sounds like.
How many square feet is the one bedroom?
A one bedroom, I'm seeing it's 689 to 765.
Nice. And that one's 1700? Not bad.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of good deal, how would you like to win $5,000? How'd you like that?
I like that. I like it a lot. Listen, here's the deal. When does this end? February 7th.
This Friday.
Oh, my God. All right, February 7th, that's when it ends. So all you have to do is download the Odyssey app and listen for an hour, and you will automatically be signed up for a chance to win $5,000.
When you mentioned...
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When you mentioned yesterday that... this whole tariff thing was going to keep you from ordering on Amazon. Did you know that the packages were going to stop from China?
What? No, I did not. I just heard about
that
today.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I just heard about that today.
That's a weird coincidence, yeah, I thought. When I heard that news that no more packages, if you ever heard
UPS,
this yet.
Well, UPS will still deliver.
Yeah. I'm talking about the United States Postal Service, all right? So the USPS, they say now that no more packages from China. How's that going to be even possible? I know, but Jamie mentioned yesterday that because of tariffs, she was going to quit ordering on Amazon.
Like they're adding like 15% or 10% or something.
Well, also, it's specifically stuff, I don't remember the kind of postage that they called it, but it's specifically going to affect like Temu and Shein.
Yeah.
So they said like letters and stuff you'll still be able to get from China, but like that kind of stuff is going to be not coming over.
Right.
No, right. How will women wear outfits that are too big or too small?
No kidding. All right. If you've not heard, the USPS says no more packages from China. I don't know how they're going to pull this off. We'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jim.
You know what that is?
No.
That's me hitting the brakes on a story. Because it's changed. It's changed here in the middle of the show.
I saw that.
So what the heck is going on?
Listen. It's been happening every day. Like, literally, let's shut off all the government-funded programs. Oh, just kidding. We're going to take those back. Then it was the United States Post Office is halting all Chinese and Hong Kong, everything, all their packages. Oh, nope, just kidding. Every day.
I had things to say. I had some great thoughts ready to go.
Saccharin's fine. Oh, no, saccharin's not fine.
So I just mentioned that the USPS is not going to deliver Chinese packages anymore. That's what the story was. Am I right about this?
You are correct.
Well, now it looks like, we're going to get you your Chinese package.
So that was a whole lot of nothing about nothing. It was,
I don't understand.
You know what that did? It wasted my time. It wasted the show's time. It wasted the news media's time. It wasted everybody's time.
Well, I'm going to waste some more.
And guess what else just happened?
What?
That you don't know.
What?
All the people that had Shein outfits on order for like some big event or whatever, they just had to order some other crap from like Nordstrom or whatever. And now they're out two different packages. They're like,
so they're going to get their Chinese Sheen, yes, right? Yep. And then you're also going to get your Nordstrom. Yes, so exactly. You've had to pay double
exactly.
just to get to the ball.
They're yep. going to have to make a lot of
right?
returns.
Yep. Just to go to the fancy ball, exactly. you're going to have to pay for more,
yeah,
right?
The
here's the newest and the update, USPS and those China packages.
New this hour, the United States Postal Service says it will continue accepting all international inbound mail, including packages from China and Hong Kong. It had announced yesterday that it's going to stop accepting those packages because of President Trump's executive order targeting exemption on goods less than $800.
Well, crap.
I haven't got to say psych in a long time.
You haven't. Well, now I don't know what to do.
That's fine. Everything's
fine. Now I'm
fine.
Bored. So the Chinese packages yeah. are still coming, right?
Yeah.
I will tell you, that Temu, they're a pretty good marketing team over there at Temu.
Well,
you know,
it does look like stuff you want, and then people will be like, some of it. It's like, it seems like a 50-50 shot.
Well, I see these ads, and I can literally buy a motorcycle for $50.
I know.
And I'm like, whoa, where are you going to get a motorcycle for $50?
It's going to show up and be a Hot Wheel.
I'm just saying.
That's what it's going to be.
He's not wrong. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's called the Gracie Award. It's for outstanding women in broadcasting and radio. Let me explain this, okay? So yesterday, I get this text.
Oh, that was yesterday?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me about it until now.
I forgot.
You totally didn't want me to be in it.
No, it's not that, Jamie. Well, it's just I was going through messages and I forgot.
Yeah, because the deadline's tomorrow.
But
I didn't
know.
You could have told me about it yesterday.
I got the...
Yep.
Yeah, yesterday at 2:30 I got
nice.
There.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. And the deadline's tomorrow, but you told me about it today.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, that was my reply back. I actually got the message on Saturday.
Nice.
11:25 Saturday.
I always knew you had a little bit of jealousy.
I just forgot. Okay, please. All right, it's called the Gracie. All right. So I get this guy, and man, is he big in our business. I mean, he's top notch. He probably votes for the Gracie. In fact, he's so big, right?
Right. Well,
so
yeah.
He sends me a text on Saturday. We're talking about something. And he goes, oh, by the way, Jamie White, he said, if you'll send me a piece of audio or video of her, I'll put her in for the Gracie Award this year because she deserves it. And I'm like, huh?
Right. And, really? And the deadline's tomorrow.
And the deadline,
and
he said.
You got this on Saturday.
Yeah, he said, send it over. Deadline is Thursday. I'll submit it. I'll make sure she is in. Okay, that was Saturday.
That's weird. That
and
you just,
I forgot. I forgot.
Oh, you just forgot.
I did, Jamie.
That is such bull crap. It's not even funny.
Like some sabotage.
Right. It is totally sabotage.
All right. The
but
Grace,
that's who he is.
I'm not sabotaging.
You just did.
All right. I don't even know what the Gracie is, okay? So that's why it didn't ring a bell to me until I looked it up this
morning. Well, it's because it doesn't involve you, so you don't care.
Okay, Gracie. Okay. Right? Okay. I got time. I can still submit you. Now, what exactly is a Gracie? Because I know once I told her, boy, she perked up here in the studio.
Well,
she's walking around
asked.
Here like Miss America all of a sudden.
Glad you asked, because what it does is it shines a spotlight on women in media. That's right. The Gracie Awards recognize exemplary programming created by women, for women, and about women in all facets of media and entertainment. They also acknowledge the individuals who have made inspirational Ooh. Contributions to the industry. Hey! Gracie's focus on women who are making positive changes and who further the discussion of what a fulfilling career in media looks like. I have definitely had a fulfilling career. The other crap is a little iffy, but I've definitely had a fulfilling career.
How fulfilling can your career be? You work with me.
Well, I agree with that. The sabotager. Yeah, I get it. Yep. But anyway, so yeah, it says... Well, I mean, it does have the word grace in it, which is a concern. But my great-grandmother's name was Gracie, so like it's a sign from God, right?
Wait, your great-grandmother was Gracie?
Gracie Lynn
Kutis. What a coincidence, huh?
Right? Yeah.
You're up for a Gracie Award.
I know, right? Yeah. So I think the fact that, hold on, this is my favorite. Outstanding leadership and innovative, further discussion, fulfilling. But this, the... I have made inspirational contributions to the industry.
Like what? What have you done so inspirational for our industry?
Well, I'll tell you. Remember that one time that I came up with that idea? Remember how people read palms? right? And this line is like, your life, I wanted to read penises. Remember that? And I was like, oh my God, my multi-million, all over the world, people could be like, oh my God, this is your lifeline.
I guarantee you no one thought of that.
Exactly.
No, nobody.
This vein means this.
I guarantee you nobody's ever wanted Gracie on that one. Jamie, I just don't know.
That's inspirational.
Can we put it to Textnado?
Sure.
All right, let's just see what the audience thinks, if you don't mind. Okay, 303-222-5423.
This will go well. Do you think that I have made inspirational contributions to the industry and have lived a fulfilling career in media and what it looks like, and that I'm an outstanding something in leadership and individual achievement?
Let me shorten that. Is she Gracie material?
It's very simple. I am very Gracie.
303-222-5423. Do you believe that Jamie White, because I'm telling you, this guy that wrote me this, boy, he can make it happen. He really can. He's a big deal. He really is. So for him to say that, I mean, obviously he doesn't listen to our show because, I mean, he would never.
Yes, he does. I know who he is. Yes, he does. I love that guy. And he loves me. Ah, not you. I almost said you, but I realize that we're just going to do individual achievement today.
All right, stop. Okay, let's back up.
Okay.
All right. But remember, it goes to Textnado now, okay?
Okay.
I'm out of the picture.
Right.
All right. Because I don't think you're Gary.
Well, yes, I am.
All right. 303-222-5423.
Beverly Wilshire. The awards.
When's the awards?
Let's see. May 25th. Oh. Honorees in the national TV, national radio, digital media are recognized as the Gracie's Gala. The Gracie Awards Gala honors outstanding individual achievement and programming by and for and about women in at the national level.
Can you hold your own at something like that? Some big gala or something?
You know what I like about me?
What do you like?
I really mean this. I can catch a fish. I can clean a fish, fillet a fish, fry it, and eat it, right? But I can also get on a private jet and be at the Beverly Wilshire in a gown.
Oh, my God.
It's a true story.
She's like a chameleon.
I am. I can be in the trailer or I can be in a mansion.
Yeah. Textnado. Is she Gracie material?
Definitely.
Let us know. Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. I stand corrected.
I was thinking about how, for this Gracie Award, right, you have to send in an audio clip. And so I just want to show them how, rounded I am as a personality, right? So here's what I was thinking. You just tell me, okay? So the first part of the clip will be me crying and sobbing about my son getting kicked out of Harvard summer school because he didn't get the booster shot.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because that was real. It was raw and horrible. But it also shows like, oh man, I also have a smart kid and I'm a single mom. So it shows that angle, right? And that's kind of Gracie-ish, right? Like, and
how disappointed you were about that.
Exactly.
With Harvard.
And then from that, then we go into the reading of the wieners. What do you think? See, that's very well-rounded, like individual.
I don't know if it's well-rounded.
Yeah, it kind of is. Or that day that I ate that plum and then my turd had the sticker on it.
Oh, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. That was a good day.
I don't know.
Because I remember I was like, something caught my eye in the toilet. I was like, what the hell? And it was like the plum that I ate had the sticker. I ate the sticker and it stuck on the turd.
Well, but I don't know if that's.
That's very. That is a well-rounded.
Quit laughing. This is serious stuff. This is a Gracie Award, man, for outstanding contributions to broadcasting.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know if sticker on a turd worked. But I will say this. You on Textnado have spoken.
Yes.
And
you all agree with me.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't see it. But obviously you, the audience, you see where Jamie deserves a Gracie.
Right? I mean, my God. People are saying such nice things. I thought it was going to go bad.
Unbelievable.
Although one person did say, I don't know, all the wiener talk is not very inspirational.
That was just one, though.
That was just one.
Out of the thousands.
Actually, there are a lot, I will say.
Well, thousands.
Let's hear. She's been a pivotal piece of the American dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of dream?
The American dream.
Look, I said from the very beginning.
I'm a single mom that did okay in life, all right?
Look, I'm just saying that I said from the beginning, we give it to Texnado and we take me out of the equation. I said, you're not Gracie material. And Texnado says you are. So they win. Okay?
You do.
So we will submit you for a Gracie Award.
Well, except for it's due tomorrow and you got it on Saturday.
Well, can we find the Harvard audio to send to this guy? I don't want the sticker on a turd.
Yeah, I'll look for it.
Just say.
I do got the sticker on the turd ready to go, though. I mean, I know exactly where that file is.
Just stop. No.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Listen to this. Jacksonville Jaguars owner, I guess he pulled his yacht up to New Orleans to, yeah, you know, watch the game or whatever.
It must be nice.
It has three swimming pools. This is a yacht, you guys, a yacht. Three swimming pools, four fireplaces, a spa, a sauna, a cryo chamber, a gym, a yoga studio, basketball, and pickleball courts.
Nice boat.
Wow. It also has a helipad, and it sleeps 12 guests.
Nice boat. Yeah. I'd like to have one of those. I'd put it on Chatfield. Just live down there on the reservoir.
That'd be nice. Yeah. It would be nice. Yeah. All righty. Let's see here. You guys, I know we talked about it earlier, but I'm watching just some more clips of this. These press conferences with the Kansas City Chiefs are just
brutal.
I don't even know how to talk about them because they're just so mean. They're just so absolutely mean to the Chiefs. And one of the things was, hey, Travis Kelce, who do you love more? Taylor Swift or a phantom call about whatever.
Roughing the passer. Oh. I think it's hilarious.
Right to his face.
If I'm Andy Reid, the head coach of Kansas City, I would tell the press, okay, you either knock it off or we're not going to do the interviews for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I would say don't do them.
Think of what... You want to hear the Patrick Mahomes?
We played it earlier.
This is the one where, this is just borderline being mean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some of my teammates have got to figure it out.
Hang on a second.
Patrick, for your whole career, you have had so many great people help you win. So who is your favorite ref?
All the refs are great, man. All the refs are great. They do the best they can.
Is there one that you give a Christmas card to every year, possibly?
Stop it, come on, right? You schmuck.
This is just getting insane. I don't even know now what to think about the Super Bowl because this really has tarnished the Chiefs.
Yes,
those plays that got called by the refs is really, if they win, no one will even care.
No.
It's just interesting.
And I would hate to be a ref, knowing that going into this game that every call you make is going to be scrutinized.
But maybe this one will be on the up and up, you know? Maybe this one because it's been...
I think it has to be.
Yeah, because it's been so called out now that it has to be as well. I agree with you.
And they say that favorite ref, I guess there's one guy. I was just reading a story online that one guy, he's not going to be at the game this time. He's not going to be participating. Something came up.
Oh,
I think the mafia might have got him.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. All right, here's Travis Kelce, and he's kind of frustrated.
If I could ask the media one question, why are you guys leaning into this whole ref thing? You know what I mean? Like, why are you guys leaning into it? That's all I got, though.
Do you think it's intentional?
Which part?
Or do you think the refs just missed some calls?
No, I think it's intentional. She's brought $335 million to the league. Taylor has, and so it's important for the Chiefs to go in there. And now they're making $100. Listen to this. This is another, that's $335 million. Nice payday. But it's $100 million to buy a 60-second commercial on the Super Bowl because of the percentage of new viewers that they have because of Taylor. If I'm making $100 million for 60 seconds, I'm going to throw the game as a corporation.
I just don't want to believe that the NFL is rigged at any level. At any level.
No, Pumpkin.
I don't want to. I don't want to believe. And I refuse to. I'm going to refuse it.
I know.
Money talks.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So when my son was in kindergarten, they had to read the most books.
Yeah.
For them to get this free, they were flying in the sky thing. And I lied and said he read all the book. He didn't. He read one and a half books. I said he wrote 25.
And he won?
Yeah.
Because of your lie?
Yeah.
You cheated, basically.
Life is all cheating.
Yeah.
If you
don't want to believe that,
you're going to get ahead. Guess what you got to do?
Cheat.
You got to cheat the system, man.
I don't want to believe it. I just want to believe in the NFL.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's exactly right.
Wow. All right, Carson.
I'm Gracie.
Wait a minute. Now that you say that, you don't deserve a Gracie Award. Listen to what you're just admitting to. You're the biggest cheater on the planet.
No, you know how you just do that for your kid. You know, they're on the rowing team and stuff.
Yeah.
You do anything for your kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I know you don't want to believe it, but I don't either because I think it tarnishes the game. But it happened. I mean, we all saw it. It happened.
It did happen.
Yeah. So it's like that one time at Bank. It's like that one time when I think it was like NBC News or whatever. We're talking about the flooding and they had those two guys in the canoe and then they just walked right by them. Wasn't really flooded that bad at all. Remember that?
Yeah, it was like ankle deep. Those two were sitting in a canoe pretending to be
in
paddling.
A flood.
And then they thought they were off camera, so they just got out and walked away. Yeah. Okay, wait a minute.
Then that time that Al Roker was in the hurricane force winds and he was holding on to a pole and some guy also walked by in the shot. Totally not even blown away.
Life is nothing but cheating. I get it.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but there's a lot of lies out there. A lot of lies. Remember that imitation crab meat?
Okay.
We all thought it was real.
Yeah.
Imitation?
Yeah.
What the hell was that about? All right, anyway, hey, Michael Jordan's son. He's been caught with cocaine. He was booked into the Orange County Jail in Florida. He's accused of driving under the influence, possession of cocaine, like I said, resisting arrest. He ended up on some railroad tracks. Here's the audio.
I'm Marcus Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan's son. Okay. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home. And I made a wrong turn. Okay. And clearly, we would just like to get our car off of the train tracks.
It's
which
true.
We were not trying to be on.
Well, I've already got concerns for your level of impairment anyways, okay? So that's why.
Why?
Because I can smell alcohol coming from you, and you're on train tracks. Okay.
So come on, man.
Just listen to me. That's why I don't want you back behind the wheel anyways, okay?
I'm fine behind the wheel. I just would like to get my car out of this.
We'll deal with that after this, okay? We'll deal with that after this. But that's why I had to get you out of the car, okay? Because I hear spinning tires. I hear slurred speech from you. You're driving on train tracks.
I'm not slurring anything, and I'm letting you know. I have concerns.
Okay? Well, I appreciate that.
Driving a vehicle. I can't let you back behind the car and drive a vehicle.
I appreciate your concerns.
Yeah, I don't want
to. But I am not inebriated.
Juliet,
I'm not anything that cannot drive home.
You know, the way that conversation started with that body cam, they kind of treated it like it was a big joke. They being Marcus and his girlfriend.
I agree.
And then the cop got serious.
Yeah.
He said, I smell alcohol. You've been drinking. And what you don't understand is this. How can he have such an attitude of like, oh man, we're stuck on the railroad tracks. Help us get out of here. I just want to go on. You just ran from them.
Yeah.
You just was in a car chase and they lost track of you till they found you on the train tracks. And then you pull, then you get out of the car and it's like, oh, that was fun, wasn't it, guys?
You know, and that's the thing is like all four of us would be crying and praying for mercy, but we don't live in that world that he lives in.
He's just that I'm Michael Jordan's son, you know. And then they ask him to get out of the car, and then they said, hey, don't reach into your pockets because you could have a weapon, right? That's why they say it. He says, I don't have anything in my pocket. I don't have anything. Immediately they said, let's search him. Because he's got some.
I don't got anything.
I don't have anything in my pocket.
To see here. Nothing. Yeah, he did that to himself.
And then they find the stash of cocaine.
Yeah. I don't know. What has he ever achieved? Who is he? Like, what does he do?
Well,
that's a great question.
I don't know.
I just know him as a reality star. That's
same.
And star is strong.
I don't know if he's ever done anything.
Yeah. How can you have a dad that successful and that amazing and you're just a piece of crap?
Did he ever play basketball at even a high school level or
I'm
anything?
I'm seeing that he played for UCF, so he wasn't like
Central
bad.
Florida.
Yeah, Central Florida, but he was not in the NBA.
Okay.
No.
All right, so he went to college, he played basketball at UCF.
But it just seems like that you would just never want to disappoint your dad who's the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know, you just live for him. Like, oh,
right.
My God.
And you may not be able to live up to him as far as being an athletic.
No, of course not. Yeah. But just,
but in life,
yeah,
you would be make your dad proud.
Exactly.
That a kid like you turned out. But now this guy running around, his Lamborghini, $300,000 car, he's stuck on railroad tracks with some hoe and cocaine in his pocket.
I'm seeing that he also owns a high-end sneaker store called the Trophy Room.
I bet his dad bought that.
Yeah. But that's his only claims of fame. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of sneakers and socks and stuff, whatever happened to Rob Kardashian?
I have no idea.
I haven't heard anything about him for a while.
I feel like he went off with that wife of the Scientologist. Like they lived together somewhere. Remember the Scientologist, whatever his Dave McSavage or whatever his name is, and now they can't find his wife.
She disappeared.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
she's
see what you mean.
Yeah, she's just
they're
gone.
They're all disappearing.
They're all just gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me either.
Yeah, I haven't seen Rob in a while.
What if he comes back and he's ripped and shredded and looks real good?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's at a fat camp.
Could be. Could be. I will tell you, his ex-wife, she really has cleaned up her act.
She has,
she looks
actually.
Great.
Black China.
She looks great. Yeah. Have you seen her?
I have. She took away all the fake crap and she's just working on herself and she's normal, it seems like.
I think she started going to church.
Oh.
I think she got very religious.
Yeah. So it looks like Rob still owns the sock company.
Okay.
And then on top of that, he owns something called Gradenza Hot Sauce. Grandeza? And then he also owns a clothing brand called Halfway Dead.
So socks and hot sauce.
Yeah.
That is quite the combo. Huh. All right, thank you, Shmadel.
Yeah, yeah.
Socks and hot sauce. I'm so glad this came up this morning.
Right?
I lost contact with the guy, man. I could get some Rob Kardashian hot sauce. I love hot sauce.
Grandeza.
Carson got me some for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
I love hot sauce. Hey, put me down for some hot sauce.
All right,
I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
All right, it's a BJ and Jamie morning show. Yes, it is.
BJ and Jamie.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though?
You know,
if that actually happened.
Can I just take a moment?
Yeah.
The things that get you aroused and excited and
Jimmy,
enthralled with life is amazing to me.
Here's the deal. You don't have the vision I have.
I obviously don't. Or the passion, for
yes.
that matter. And for that, I apologize, because I know that you're feeling this in the cockles of your soul.
Yeah, I do.
But I just don't have the... And I want to support you because you're my partner, but I just don't have it.
My cockles are huge right now. That's my expectations,
right,
is what I mean.
Right,
my
cockles
are huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you why. The big strike tomorrow. We're right on the cusp of the strike, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning, 5:00 in the morning. It's going to be King Supers. They're out there. They're out there with their signs. I would love nothing more than to come to this studio tomorrow morning, flip on Fox 31. There's my buddy, Jim Hooley.
Yeah.
He's down there at one of the King Superstores. And in the background, you've got these signs of people walking saying, low, 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 give us more dough, dough, dough.
Created by BJ Harris. I mean, the saying has been created by BJ Harris.
Give us more dough, 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 dough.
That's what he wants, that chant. Because he created it. He's a creative, that guy.
So if you're making a sign right now, and I know there are people that work for King Super, probably in your garage right now, you got your little cardboard out, you got your stick, you got your magic markers, and you're writing down on your little sign there, you're trying to come up with a slogan for tomorrow's big old strike.
Right.
Well, I got it for you. Give us more dough, 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 dough.
And if you'd like to see an example of the actual poster, our friend Neil Bratz, he's amazing. He actually gave you kind of a stencil on how to draw it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it's on our Facebook page.
Oh, I got to go look.
Yeah, it's really good.
He's very talented,
it
too.
It is, great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Can't you imagine, though, Jim Hooley? Low, 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 go, go.
And it's
we
all
need
you,
some
man.
Dough, dough, dough.
Because this strike is all about you.
Mm. It is. It is. Now, here's what I will say. I support the strike, okay?
Yeah.
I support more wages, more people working at the stores. So please, don't be a scab. Don't walk across the line.
Well, isn't a scab that works there?
Oh, yeah. All right. don't. I mean, what are you if you cross the
picket
line?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. A scab is somebody that goes and works, right?
Yeah, you, yeah. Somebody that takes your place during
there,
the.
There is a word. What is it?
Hey,
it's
called
a jackass. No?
Yeah, don't be a jackass.
No, I think you're right. I think you
I thought the scab was just a
I would say customer.
Mm. It's not a customer.
I'm only seeing
the customers are going into the store.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry, guys. You guys are jumpy.
The person too?
That's what AI is saying, but I feel like the AI is not giving us the answer that we want. Because I asked it, what are customers who cross the picket line called? And it says they're still called scabs.
Maybe they all are.
Yeah. Well, maybe we come up with it.
Oh, another one?
Yeah. Maybe we come up with something on our own. Don't be a blank.
A hangnail. We got hangnails and scabs. Why? What's the difference? Somebody came up with scab. Why was that one okay?
Well, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
And
scab.
I do hate hangnails.
Yeah, well,
everybody does. All right,
don't be a hangnail tomorrow. Remember, you're making a sign in the garage right now. Here we go. Give us our do.
It's
going to
take
do.
Off. It's going to be huge.
I think it will be too.
It will.
I think we'll see this.
You might be honored. Like if people might raise you up. Like he's our man.
Yeah,
he came up with this.
I could be Mr. King Supers.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, they could all be like worshiping me.
Yeah.
Because I got them
washing
their
feet
their
and stuff.
Well, I don't know if they have to wash my feet.
Your grapes.
BJ and Jamie.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
We'll talk about this tomorrow because I'm taking you to task on this one.
All right.
I think you're wrong.
I just
100% wrong.
Listen, go take your little puppet show and get out of here. That's an inside joke, but BJ's starting a sock puppet show in Littleton.
It's a long. You got to listen to tomorrow's show, folks. Those are some great teases right there. She's taking me a task on one topic.
Yeah.
And then you got to hear about my sock puppet show going on tour. Oh, yeah. Here's some good news.
Okay.
Got to do this before we leave today. Basketball and hockey, professionals, man. We're talking the Avalanche and the Nuggets are back on TV.
That is insane. I had no idea it was 6 years.
6 years? I didn't either.
And a lot of fans missed two championship runs because
of it. That is insane.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Xfinity Comcast has reached a deal with Altitude Sports, and now you're going to get to see the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche.
Altitude Sports is returning to Xfinity TV. It's happening tonight, ending a six-year-long standoff between Comcast and the owners of the Avs and Nuggets. Since 2019, the games have only been available on certain internet TV carriers. That'll change this morning. Altitude will be channel 1250 on Xfinity in the Denver market, and subscribers will be able to add it to their cable bundle.
This is a great deal. Great deal. I mean, man, we've not had it for 6 years.
I know.
I kind of forgot about it.
It's I've always liked basketball, but it's just too hard to get here. It seems like I have to jump through hoops and everything. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been gone for 6 years. I've kind of gotten used to it being gone.
Yeah.
It was just never an option, so you never even looked for it.
Yeah. Exactly. I would never look at the schedules. I'd look the next day to see if the Nuggets won. That's what I would do. It became pretty much habit. But because I knew it wasn't on TV, but now it's actually going to be on.
They are such major teams. It seems my mind is blown.
It's a crime.
It is. It really is. So bizarre.
In our market.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's like,
It's crazy. All right. Well, it's back. Yes. So that's the good news. They've reached a deal, Comcast, along with Altitude Sports. We've got our sports teams back. Pretty cool, huh? All right. We got to go.
Yeah, I got to go celebrate. So it's Michelle's birthday week, and it's Tina's birthday week.
Oh, this week is?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, girls.
It's also Okie Dokie's birthday, but I'm not celebrating that.
Oh, his birthday.
No, but I mean, I didn't. But my girlfriends and I were celebrating their birthdays today.
Oh, he'll show up now.
He'll
weasel
his
way.
Don't put that out
there. He doesn't know where we're going. We're all just going for Michelle.
And when it comes time to pay, he'll ask you for your credit card.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Michelle and Tina. Let's
and
focus.
And Okie Dokie, happy birthday. See you at the party, Okie. All right, we got to go.
I've had enough trouble today, right? Tomorrow is going to be, listen, bring your boxing gloves, buddy.
I'll bring my boxing gloves because I can defend myself in this conversation. I know I can.
No,
we're going to fight.
couple of girly boys.
Oh my God, you can't say that.
You can't say that?
No, that's what they say in Thailand. And my, no, it's
really, all right, I'll take it back.
It's offensive.
Also, you can't judge because you've never done it.
Carson and Spadil.
Because he doesn't even understand.
You don't know.
You don't know.
And I'm glad.
You know what? You cut down one tree, doesn't make you a lumberjack.
So you gotta say that.
I don't know. Guys, I don't know if that was a compliment. I know where she's headed with that. We gotta go. You guys have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.